W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden took a partial victory for a strengthening economy in last night's State of the Union address, his first before a divided Congress.
Thanks to what you've all done, we're exporting American products and creating American jobs. But we have more to do. But here at home, inflation is coming down.
Our correspondent Nancy Cordes from Washington.
President Biden's second State of the Union address started with a show of bipartisanship as he congratulated the new House Speaker, Republican Kevin McCarthy.
Speaker, I don't want to ruin your reputation, but I look forward to working with you.
But the night quickly took a turn. And McCarthy had to shush members of his own party at least four times as they booed and interrupted the president when he talked about China, about fentanyl, and when he noted that some Republicans have proposed cutting Medicare and Social Security.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak greeted Ukraine's president on the tarmac when he arrived for a surprise visit to London. The two men met at 10 Downing Street. Then Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the British Parliament in a bid for more military support.
We will always come out on top of evil. This lies at the core of our, but also your, traditions.
Zelensky is also meeting with King Charles. It's a race against time to find additional survivors trapped in massive mounds of rubble in the frigid cold after Monday's 7.8 earthquake that devastated parts of Turkey and Syria. Today, the death toll topped 11,000. In Pyongyang, marked the 75th anniversary of the country's army. Small government-organized groups performed. Others held signs praising the Korean People's Army. The King gets a new title after last night's Lakers game. CBS's Steve Futterman was there.
What a moment for LeBron James. He is now the NBA's all-time leading scorer. And the crowd here chanting MVP. He entered the league 20 years ago, and tonight he attains one of the greatest records in basketball.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who held the title for almost 40 years, was there to congratulate his successor.
LeBron has conducted himself with class. He had a plan. He came right out of high school and went after excellence on the court.
CVS is taking a giant plunge into primary medical care. It's reached a $10.6 billion all-cash deal to buy clinic owner Oak Street Health. It adds hundreds of senior clinics, as well as about 600 physicians and nurse practitioners for COVID vaccinations, strep tests, and other services at CVS pharmacies. S&P futures down 20, Dow futures off 119. This is CBS News.
You know, it's true.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
FM and WAUK 540 AM.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding. Whoa. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Snarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mixed precipitation likely changing to all rain today. Otherwise, cloudy skies. Highs around 35. Northerly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Chance for mixed precipitation again tonight. Lows around 22. Cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 26. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. About an inch of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net, it scores!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You are listening to
from the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Visit AsiaRetirement.org today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General
Follow Up North News online anytime. Search Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for Up North News WI and our homepage, upnorthnewswi.com.
I spent years just trying to find you so I could finally let you know. It was your son's heart that saved me and a life you gave us both.
Song of the Year, Just Like That, from Bonnie Raitt. She was surprised to win the Grammy for it. I was not aware of the song, was not aware until I started, you know, listening to the song and looking at the lyrics, that it's about organ donation and a woman meeting a young man who received her son's heart after his passing. Just a very touching song by Bonnie Raitt. Just Like That, again, is the name of it. Here on Up North News Radio, we're going to cover a couple of topics here from the legislature. We're going to talk about professional licensing, and then we're going to talk about co-pays for health insurance with a couple of guests here. But first, I wanted to pass along that folks have been aware for quite some time now that the Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services has been having terrible problems with delays in processing license requests. And this is starting to affect more and more people. And it's an agency, like many others, that has been short-staffed and facing tight budgets since the Scott Walker years. And yet, things were starting to turn around. Matthew DeFore talked about this in a story at Wisconsin Watch about how the rate of returns for the public picked up after Governor Evers used federal funding to increase the agency's call center staff from 6 to 26. And again, there is funding available to continue to help hire call center workers and improve performance. But instead, Republicans running the Legislative Audit Committee have decided not to spend that money, including a $47 million surplus from license fees, and instead has authorized an audit to look into the past delays at that Department of Safety and Professional Services, which is going to make the backlog worse because now the workers there are going to be taking time to comply with the audit as well. And so there is a way for funding to be used in a good way to serve, but instead it's being used to punish when they already know what the problem was. It's the budget austerity that we have had to endure for 12 years in the state in the name of somehow proving government doesn't work. And instead of engaging in service, we're engaging in an audit that will tell us what we already know. And the backlog is not going to get any better because of this Republican action from yesterday. Now I want to turn to a bipartisan matter in the Wisconsin legislature. There was a press conference that was held on a bill called All Copays Count, something that would ensure Wisconsin patients can continue to access their prescription medications to help make sure that any copay assistance that people get can continue to go toward their cost-sharing requirements, something that insurance companies don't want to have happen. And I have several guests with me here. They include Rob Gunderman from the Wisconsin All Copays Count Coalition. We also have Sarah Solly, a government relations director for the American Cancer Society, Action Network of Wisconsin. And we also have, Annette Houston was with us earlier. Looks like she's not on the call here, but we're going to welcome in Rob and Sarah. Rob, good morning to you. Sarah, hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
Okay, let's take a step back here. I gave a bit of an introduction, but let's frame it in the way that it happens with, you know, with regular folks. Who tell us about the copay assistance that they can get. Where does that come from? And then we'll talk about what the health insurance companies have to do with it or what they want to do with it. But Rob, let's start with what is this copay assistance?
So when we have some medications, frequently they will go to the manufacturer of that medication and apply for copay assistance, which is basically it's a manufacturer's card you get, it looks like a little credit card, and you use that to pay for your medications. The problem we run into is that that runs out, and then when I'm getting the calls is towards the end of the year when the person's manufacturer's assistance has run out. They go to pay for the medications, and then they find out they're paying list price and that their deductible hasn't been filled. That's the crux of it.
And it's I guess I've seen in some news stories, the word that you didn't use, but I hear others use, is it's kind of like a coupon. Like the drug companies say, you know, here's a coupon to discount off so much of it. But health insurance companies are not wanting to, are they not wanting to accept it, or are they refusing to accept these coupons right now?
Well, what they're doing is they're taking the coupon, but they're not applying it towards the patient's deductible. So they're really double dipping. They're getting paid up front this one, and then late in the year when that patient goes and their assistance is run out, they're then paying again because they're having to fill that deductible. None of the manufacturer's assistance went towards their deductible.
That's a little unbelievable, Sarah, but you know, as you and I and others with the American Cancer Society have discussed before, this is not the first time that we've had to deal with health insurance companies and, you know, paying for the things that premiums go toward. Is this a frequent problem? Is it a growing problem, Sarah? What's the situation like for the people around you?
Well, so, you know, obviously we are an advocacy organization with patients in mind, and this has a direct impact on patients in a very negative way. You know, we are in the process of meeting a lot of folks that benefit from copay assistance programs, but don't see the benefit through their insurance company, as Rob said. You know, 16 other states have passed this, and Wisconsin is trying to join those 16 other states. We just want this money to work in the way that is intended, right? That the patient actually benefits rather than the insurance company benefiting.
I guess I should say, Rob, and then I'm going to turn to Annette, but to when people say, well, why would that be the case? Again, from what I'm reading, the health insurance industry response is, well, they may be using these coupons for these drugs, but those may not be the right drugs. And as a result, because of the coupons, they're using very expensive drugs rather than using alternatives. What's your response to that?
That's just not true. The vast majority of these cases, there is not a generic alternative. There's only the brand name for those cases. So that just doesn't hold water.
Annette Houston's with us now, a patient advocate who is part of the news conference at the Capitol to talk about the Wisconsin All Copays Count Coalition. It is nice to have you here, Annette. Can you tell me a bit about the extent of this problem in terms of the patients that you advocate for? Are you with us, Annette? Oh, I thought we had her here, but she appears to be having some computer issues. So let me ask this then, Rob. This was a bipartisan news conference, Republican and Democratic members of the Senate and Assembly. But is this the first time the bill's come up, or has it come up in the past and did it not go through or not get enough votes? What's been the story on this in the legislature?
So it came up last session, and the bill didn't get a hearing just before the legislature went out of session. So we just, the clock ran out last time. That was the issue.
Okay. And Sarah, as you talk to legislators, we did talk about what the health industry talking point seems to be. What are your conversations like either with legislators, staffers, you know, other folks under the dome?
Sure. So prior to yesterday, we were just sort of educating on this bill, talking about this issue. The response has been sort of like yours, Pat, you know, somewhat unbelievable. You know, lawmakers, as we talk with them about this, don't quite understand why this wouldn't apply to the patient's maximum out of pocket. You know, there's certainly a lot of questions and curiosity about, you know, solving this problem and interest in solving this problem. I think, you know, now after the press conference that the bill is out there, we're seeing the insurance industry come out with their sort of arguments against that. So our conversations with lawmakers will then you know, we'll add sort of the counter to that. Some of the claims that they're making are not true. In the 16 other states that we've seen this, you know, premiums are not rising because of this. They're rising, you know, at the same rate as other states that have even not done this. So there's no way to directly say that this is causing, you know, the problems that the insurance industry is claiming.
If you don't mind a little inside baseball here, I want to talk briefly about when you talked about educating lawmakers as somebody who's been in that position as a state senator. It really was one of the most enjoyable aspects of the job, was learning something new, understanding that it is not necessarily an instantly Democratic or Republican position to take on it, and that people can actually come together and work on an issue. And Sarah, you and I both know, and Rob, you as well, how frustrating things can be in the Capitol. But is this one of the rare instances where you walk out of offices from both parties and feel like, you know, we actually had a moment of positivity there and advancing an issue?
Pat, I would say so, right? I mean, as Rob mentioned, and you mentioned at the top of your show, this is a bipartisan effort, right? I mean, there is lawmakers from both sides in both houses on this bill. You know, there is a lot of curiosity in my meetings that I haven't seen in quite some time. You know, lots of questions asked about this, you know, we take it very seriously that it's kind of our role to educate. You know, the lawmakers deal with so many issues, and, you know, to come in there and to be able to talk to lawmakers on both sides of the aisle and have a positive response and a real genuine, you know, sort of hope to change and fix this on behalf of patients, which is
to protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
I worked for youth advocate programs, yet I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, and get a job.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration and neighborhood violence. Youth advocate programs. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From Butler to Windlake, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Particular action?
If they can reach out to the legislature and ask them to support the all copays count legislation, that would really help.
I appreciate so much your time to do this on short notice and come talk about it. Annette Houston, Rob Gunderman, Sarah Solly, so great to talk to you all. Thank you for educating our audience on it, and we wish you all the best.
Thanks.
All right. We'll take one more break, and then we will be joined by Todd Alba right after this break on Up North News Radio. It's Wednesday. It's time for your crossover special here in the Civic Media homeroom, where we welcome in Todd Alba, and then he's usually crazy enough to welcome me in for the first minute, few minutes of his show coming up at the top of the hour here on many of these Civic Media radio stations. Mr. Alba, how are you?
I am excellent, Pat. How are you?
I'm fine, but you are so snazzy today. I mean, look at you, crisp white shirt and a nice tie, and I'm sitting here in fleece and flannel up north. What's the occasion?
It's kind of like, you know, after Superman, not to say I'm Superman, but once Superman kind of like took that break of being Superman for a while, and the suit was still there, the Republican suit is always in the closet, ready to be broken out at any moment. It's a big presidential visit day here in Wisconsin, and Madison, DeForest, the suburb in particular. So we are going to be carrying that across the Civic Media Radio Network, and I'm going to be anchoring that along with our news director, Terry Bell. They're telling us around noon, but as you know, these presidential visits are always a little, soft in terms of time. And they do it for security reasons. They don't want people to know exactly when the President of the United States is going to appear where. So it may be closer to 1:30, 1:45-ish. We'll see.
We'll see. And I have to admit, now I set the bar low today. I think I set it a little too high yesterday, saying if there's any announcements, you know, we'll have them. But given that the president, you know, really couldn't lay out a legislative agenda because of, you know, the makeup of this new Congress, I would not think the bar would be set for any big news, maybe something related to the Infrastructure Act, but it's just as likely he's just going to come and deliver some boilerplate remarks about the manufacturing part of his speech and then move on to his next stop.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we talked about this last night. I thought we had a great panel, by the way. We had Joseph Pecky, a Democratic strategist. We also had Matt Flynn, of course, past Democratic Party chair for Wisconsin. We also had Bill McCosian, a longtime Republican, respected across the state, was former Secretary of Commerce under Governor Tommy Thompson. So we had a lot of back and forth. The point that I made or that I talked about with Bill McCosian last night, Joe Biden last night talked about Buy America, supply chains for China, getting them back to the United States, lots of deals, record jobs, non-college workers. I mean, these are things that Donald Trump would love to run on. I mean, places like where you or I are from in the western part of the state, the rural parts of the state, those are issues that resonate with voters, and I thought he nailed it.
And yet, I don't know what Bill had to say, but there was such an emphasis on, that Biden would, you know, muff up a word here or there, as somebody would who's A, you know, of his age, B, has overcome a speech impediment. But again, to look more at the surface of the theatrics, if you will, is kind of keeping in theme with what we saw shamefully from some members of the Republican side who wanted to turn this all into theater rather than the substance of the remarks.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm not trying to give Bill's speech for it, but basically just you kind of threw it out there. Bill agreed that those were smart topics for Biden to run on, that they resonated with kind of that Republican swing voter, that independent, whoever she or he is yet in Wisconsin, that still will vote for both sides. But you're right. As far as I'm a guy who loves the theater. I mean, Bill didn't like the length of it. Joseph Pecky said we should just get rid of these things, just make him go back to writing. See, I'm a guy that loves the pomp and circumstance. I love the theater of it all. I thought it was, it was closer to Prime Minister's questions last night in the UK than it was the State of the Union address. I don't think it should be that disrespectful. But here's the great thing, Pat. I thought last night showed quintessential Joe Biden. I thought it showed his strengths. He get a little back and forth. He wasn't going to be taken down. You're right. This is the thing that Republicans do that is just cruel. They go after his stumbling of words. This is a guy who was born with a major speech impediment, a stutter, and still, when he's not in public, still stutters. And he has to work every single time he's in public not to be stuttering. And I thought he knocked it out of the park last night in his oratory and the way that he handled that heckling.
And it really could be that he could say to some of those folks, after the speech is over, you know, at the end of the day, I can overcome my speech impediment. You are still going to be a jackass.
Well,
and that's, you know, that's really what it came down to in some cases. Look, I'm all in favor. And I've said this for a long, long time. I'm all in favor of starting something more along the lines of Prime Minister's questions. I think we actually would, we would do well with that kind of an instant back and forth in Congress instead of the same old canned speeches. But that's not what this was. And frankly, I agree with those who've said it. It's almost like somehow Democrats set up Republicans to do this, to look like jerks, because
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.